Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The case against Karen Reed, it's certainly heating up as we get very close to trial number two. As of this recording, still jury selection supposed to be starting in about a week. We'll see if we get there. Joining me to discuss where this thing is at, especially after the five-part docuseries Body in the Snow, the trial of Karen Reed has dropped on Max and Investigation Discovery, Eric Fattis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. There's a lot of pieces that came out in this docuseries. I know a lot of people initially thinking, oh, this is quite a move by them that they're going to drop this right before the trial. I don't think a lot of people really realize how TV works. When you make something, you have no control over when this thing drops, but HBO does, and I think they decided this is a good time for it. But some of the things in this are a little bit shocking to me. One of the big pieces of contention here that so many have had in the Karen Reed case, it's not even about did she hit him or didn't she hit him? Because, I feel like that's up in the air quite a bit. But I'm not even talking about that today. I'm talking about the character of Karen Reed. And we will talk now today about the blogger that has incited so much hate, so much vitriol, just tore this town apart, tore communities apart, tore relationships apart. And I mean, he's been charged multiple times with intimidating witnesses. And the attorneys for Karen Reed are out there arguing, well, that's not Karen's fault. Karen can't control him. That's nothing to do with it. Turns out Karen's been talking to him every single day for hours on end, and she flat out admits to it in the documentary. I'll play the clip here in just a moment, but knowing that, is that the definition of collusion, Eric?
It certainly seems darn close. And in a high profile case, it makes sense if there's a narrative going on against you, you want to counter that narrative, but you've got to do it lawfully. You got to make sure you're not doing it in a way that has deception, in a way that is tampering with witnesses, in a way that is influencing a potential future jury.
And that's the thing. I mean, the blogger has flat out said on a megaphone, I'm trying to influence a jury. I mean, he has. And then, of course, he's been charged for doing that. But when you actively have the defendant communicating regularly, like See, I'm just going to play the clip here. This is what I think was so incensing on the whole thing. Let's take a look.
Turtle Boy on his Twitter calls himself an award-winning journalist. I'm not sure where those awards come from, but his real name is Aiden Carney. He was a history teacher in Worcester County, and then left and became a blogger.
Joining us tonight, our special guest, blogger, social media personality, Aiden Carney, also known as Turtle Boy.
The Karen Reed case really started to blow up when Turtle Boy started shining a light on Karen's innocence.
What we know it to be is a cover-up. It's outrageous, outrageous.
I've been a big fan of Turtle Boy for many years, and me and Karen, we had some discussion about, you know, possibly reaching out to him because we've seen him uncover some massive scandals.
What really caught my attention was a court filing in April about the Google search. And every page I read further, my jaw just dropped.
That 227 Google search was one of those stories that Turtle Boy reported early on in this case, that the people who support Karen Reed latched onto as evidence of a cover-up.
Court paperwork appears to show a link between murder suspect Karen Reed and the blogger known as Turtle Boy, who was—
According to the prosecution, the defense was selectively leaking bits of information for Turtle Boy and sort of guiding him on the path of, hey, this should be your next story, or here's information for a new story.
Defense attorneys have used the media since the dawn of time to forward stories. We wouldn't be in this business if we didn't get leaks and have anonymous sources. So it's definitely a media strategy.
My lawyers told me we could share anything with Turtle Boy as long as it was public, and not for me to do it directly, to go through a third party. And then I started to get nervous about who I was using for a third party. So I eventually just started sending things directly. And then we started talking about the case probably once a day, almost every day, 5-6 days a week.
Your reaction to that as a legal scholar?
Yeah, you know, on the surface, there are certainly aspects of it that might seem problematic to some. You know, as the one correspondent said, defense attorneys sometimes have to use the media to— Yes. —try to get their side out there. And simply giving information to someone is not necessarily problematic. But where it becomes problematic is if Karen Reed has knowledge that Turtle Boy does in fact want to mislead and deceptively influence anybody, and she's feeding into that, and she is also on board with the ultimate outcome, which is that deception and that misleading effect, that's where it potentially becomes problematic. She potentially becomes an accomplice if Turtle Boy is charged and she is complicit.
You mean like this?
Like a subculture cesspool when it comes to Johnny's case. If you don't believe that Karen's innocent, you become a target. And that's what makes it all so terrifying.
We are chopping these people down one by one and shaming them.
There have been supporters of Karen Reed who call them cop killers online, who call their places of work and call them cop killers.
That's a cop killer right there.
They have been stalking the witnesses.
Hey, John, how you doing? Fancy seeing you here.
Following them to lacrosse games to do nothing other than intimidate a mother, a family, kids. There are no boundaries.
Brian Albert, Colin Albert, every single person who was in that fight, Ryan Higgins, all of them, Matt McCabe.
They had their lives turned upside down, and if you look at the reality of the story, they were trying to do the right thing in the moment, and this is the thanks they get.
It's just unbelievable. All the people in that house, one by one, picked apart by this mob.
Killers!
Johnny would have been disgusted by the whole thing. This is more than dishonest. This is vile.
It's unimaginable what my entire family is going through.
I am a witness. That's all I am. I am not on trial. I am a witness. And these people are terrorizing me.
Constant phone calls, emails, awful messages, people emailing my school. Just like a lot of harassment. Can I have a moment, please?
Sure.
It's impossible for me to have any sympathy for any of these witnesses. Definitionally, is it harassing witnesses? Yes, they're witnesses against me in my prosecution. And is he yelling things at them? And is he going up to their front doors and ringing the bell? Yes. But they shouldn't be witnesses. They should have been suspects. So it's not cut and dry.
I'm going to say maybe a regretful statement by Karen Reid to put out there publicly right before your next trial. What did she just do there?
You know, where are her attorneys who are allowing her to speak in such a fashion on a nationally publicized docuseries regarding her own trial? I think it's super problematic because what it shows is she has knowledge of what this guy and his cronies or army, whatever, is doing. And what they're doing appears really similar to witness intimidation. Mm-hmm. You know, look, these witnesses, as Jennifer McCabe said, they didn't ask to be involved in this. They didn't sign up for all of this harassment and everything like that. And Karen Reid appears pretty callous and also pretty kind of in favor of what's going on, which I think gets at least very close to that line of criminality.
Yeah, I was shocked. Just like, and her attorneys are in the damn piece. I mean, again, this is why I think a lot of us thought, oh, this is going to be very pro Karen Reid. I think it paints a pretty just accurate picture of what is going on here on both sides. Because I'm not all pro prosecution. Again, I think the damn thing, I think it was an accident. I don't think she should be in prison. I don't think she should be charged. I just think there's drunk driving and really horrible behavior here. And not enough to really, I think, show any sort of murderous intent. But it's all this stuff after the fact that is so damning to her. Right there, the fact that she is saying, they should have been charged. They should have, like, well, woulda, coulda, shoulda, Karen. It's not up to you who's being charged and who's not. Another part in this documentary, she also goes, it's Jen McCabe or me. No, it's not. Jen McCabe's not on trial. You are. There's a lot of reasoning down here in her mind of justifying the actions of this other guy. But it's not her that's doing it. And it was very interesting the other day to see Alan Jackson and Jannetty up there going, it's not Karen's fault. Whatever he does, it's not her fault. I'm assuming they were kind of feeling the pressure of knowing that this doc was not going to be all that favorable to Karen Reid. Could this put her in some legal trouble? Could this influence the start of the next trial? Or what could some of these statements do to her?
You know, one big issue that jumps out at me is there's a rule that's a hearsay exception called admission by a party opponent. And so what that means is that the prosecution can put forth to the jury any statement Karen Reid has made that is relevant to that trial. And so where she is, demonstrating this sort of callous disregard for these witnesses being harassed and intimidated, not only is it a terrible look for her, but on top of that, it verges on being kind of underhanded and shady in terms of how she's dealing with the court process, not necessarily how a jury might expect an innocent person to act.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.